Welcome back to Amanda's World. This week we have Aiden. Welcome, Aiden.
Hello, Amanda.
It's great to finally have you on.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Appreciate you having
me. No problem. You want to introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about you?
My name is Aiden Bolger.
You go to school with me.
I'm a senior at Northport High School, yeah.
And we've gone to school together since middle school.
Yes, we have.
So now how's your senior year going, Aiden?
It kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Just the security guards.
I heard they're like your best friends this year.
I wouldn't say they're my best friends. You know, they're kind of more like
on top of you,
on everybody about shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, like, what's your favorite class you're taking?
Favorite class? I would have to say probably video digital film.
That's cool. Yeah. I like production.
Yeah.
That's fun. You like the class?
Yeah. You know.
It's cool.
We're doing something about like.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Case.
That's cool. That's cool. What's your least favorite class you're taking?
My least favorite class?
Yeah.
Probably math, because I got two periods every day.
Oh my God.
I'm not really.
Your math teacher was my tutor this summer.
My math teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, Ms. Headland?
Yeah, she was down the street from me.
Oh, she was your tutor?
Yeah.
You like her as a tutor?
Yeah, she was good. She helped me pass the English region, so.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well in the English region.
Actually. Yeah, I didn't pass and had to retake it. But, like, for my defense, I just had a friend pass away, like, literally the week of the regions.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. So, but it was all right. I'm going to go to college. I just got accepted to Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buffalo State.
Is that New York?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, upstate. Right?
Upstate. That's I want to go to Oswego. That is not in Florida. It's upstate because Jake thought it was in Florida.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go get my communications degree.
I thought Oswego was in Florida too. I'm not even.
No, it's in it's upstate. It's on the border
of
Canada. I
see why you thought that. To be honest,
yeah.
I don't know why. I feel
yeah.
Like Oswego was in Florida.
It's actually really nice. It's on the border of Canada, which is really cool. It's a nice campus. Are you gonna go to college or
Right now, it's not looking like it.
Okay. It could change.
It could change.
Mm-hmm. Originally, I wasn't thinking about doing college, but then I was like, might as well just get a degree. And what I'm doing now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to figure out what you want to do. You know,
yeah. Well, like, if I get a degree, it could get me jobs at, like, Barstool Sports, MTV, and stuff.
I'd be fucking sick.
That would be so sick. So sick. I have connections at Barstool, MTV, Young Hollywood, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have connections to possibly get me a job when I graduate college.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. So now, like, how do you feel about, like, graduating? Like, are you ready to leave?
Hell yeah, I'm ready to leave.
Yeah, I think our district, I haven't had the easiest time in our district, so, like, I'm ready.
Yeah, I've had a decent experience.
The middle school, I didn't have a decent experience, but the high school, I did.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm excited. So now, do you have, like, a favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show?
Yeah.
Well, I was just recently watching on Prison Break, which was pretty good.
Oh, I watch a lot of prison shows.
Yeah, Prison. You should watch Prison.
I have.
Really?
My favorite one is Love After Lockup. It's like showing inmates after they get out into the real world.
Oh, I've never watched
No,
that.
I'm
is
followed
that like
back.
A reality show?
Yeah, I'm followed back by a lot of the cast on Instagram.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then another one that I watched that was like really good, it was like where they put actual inmates who spend time in jail back in jail to see if they'll go back to their old ways or not.
Mm-hmm.
That one's really good.
Do they ever go back to their old ways?
I don't know. I'm like halfway into finishing it. Are you taking criminal this year?
Yeah, I'm taking criminal justice.
Are you going to the jail trip?
Probably in like March.
I'm going in December.
December?
I'm going to Yompeg.
With Miss Boyd?
Yeah, with Sarosky and Boyd.
Oh, Sarosky and Boyd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to
go.
That's cool. It's going to be interesting to see like an actual jail.
Yeah, like I don't think I've ever seen like
an actual jail.
Like, inside of actual prison.
No, it'd be interesting. So now, like, do you have any pets? I know you have a dog.
I have two dogs.
Mm. That's
One's
cool.
One's name is Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know, he's like
old.
Yeah, like 84.
Mm. Okay.
And Tessa is like 17.
Okay. I have Daisy and then I have Oliver. I got a kitten during quarantine.
Were?
Yeah. How was your quarantine?
My quarantine? I don't know. I guess it was weird for me because I liked like not having school and like,
yeah,
you know, kind of just like all the time
yeah
to myself and
I agree with you.
But at the same time, like, it kind of fucked me up with, like, school. So
yeah, actually my grades were the best they were been during quarantine. I didn't cheat or anything either. I locked myself in my room and went to school every day in my room. So like,
you locked yourself?
Yeah, I locked myself in my room. Mark's really, you know my brother, he's distracted.
Marky?
Yeah, he's so distracted.
I don't know that.
Yeah, he sits on his PC. No, Mark sits on his PC and he's like really loud, and that's how he went to school, was on his gaming computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro should wake up and pay attention.
Yeah, to class. He should. But, you know, it was interesting. My mom had COVID the day the whole school shut down.
Your mother had
yeah,
COVID?
Yeah, the day March 13, 2020.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, so I was fully quarantined.
Yeah, I was fully quarantined, too, because, like, we were in quarantine. But
yeah. When I was, like, it's crazy. I think we went from freshmen to now seniors. And, like, our whole senior, like, our whole high school experience was taken from us.
I know. I feel you. Like,
yeah. But if I didn't have, like, if COVID didn't happen, I wouldn't have the podcast.
True.
So, like, in that aspect.
You don't think?
I don't know if I would have started up or not. Like, because I had all that free time. Like, you remember on middle school when I had that vlog account?
Yeah.
I still have it.
Oh, cool.
I still have it. I made it my Finsta. So, like, Aiden knows. That's how I started. It was on that vlog account.
I do know. Yeah.
You remember all the vlogs we used to make in, like, middle school? Off of Maddie's cell phone?
Yeah.
So, that's how I started. But, like, I didn't think, like, I'd be doing podcasting. Like, you know? The brand. Mm-hmm. And, like, now everybody in school knows. Basically. That's crazy. You and I have had the conversation about getting you on now back and forth for like a year.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't
gonna do it.
Yeah, but you know, I changed my mind.
Yeah, well, because his friends went on.
No, that's not it. That's not it at all.
I actually had one of your friends go up to me the other day and was like, "You're running a podcast now?" Like, literally, actually, like they just found out. And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Dude, I've been doing it for 2 years.
I mean, you've just been asking me a lot, so
I felt like you'd be a vibe.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a vibe. You should start one, like you and your friends.
A podcast?
Yeah, start a podcast. It'd be a vibe. It's easy. All you gotta do is talk into a microphone or like a phone.
Yeah, I might start up like.
You might.
I don't know.
No, I also make video documentaries. I do video docs.
Video.
I made one of called "My Mom Has COVID."
Your mother has COVID.
Yeah, it was back when she had COVID back in 2020, where I documented my whole 18th birthday.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, just turned 18. Don't you have the same birthday as Kanye West?
Yeah, I do.
You told me that last year.
Yeah.
You're a big Kanye
really
fan.
Amazing.
Yeah, you're a big Kanye fan, right?
Yes.
I'm What's your favorite Kanye fan. Song?
Well, that's tough. Favorite Kanye song. Probably.
I like "Heartless" by him. Where that one is like I love Chick-fil-A or whatever.
I have no idea what
it's like. It's like the church song. I don't know the name of it.
Oh.
I like that one too. It's "Closed on Sundays." This is the other song I like by him. Do you have a favorite one though?
I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No. I mean, I can't.
You
I
love Kanye.
I guess I'll go with "Homecoming" for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
He actually sang "E.T." with Katy Perry, and I love that song, "E.T." He did a verse on that.
E.T.?
Yeah, by Katy Perry. It's like, "You're so hypnotizing," that song. You know it if you heard it.
Yeah, I'd probably
know. No. I got into 5EO Foreign. His music.
He's good.
He is. I love his song "Headshot" with little TJ and Polo G.
TJ?
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
And then I got into "A Boogie."
A Boogie.
His music. He's supposed to drop an album. He didn't drop it because Drake dropped an album that day.
Oh, yo.
That was so annoying. I've been waiting for that.
Album was crazy, though.
It was okay. I'd rather have heard a Boogie's album, if I'm being real with you.
Really?
Yeah. I like a Boogie's music.
I like a Boogie, too.
Yeah. He sings "Drowning," but I know that whole song, like, head to toe.
"Drowning"?
Yeah, it's like, "Wrist so icy, wonder why you, like, I'm drowning." That song. What's Kodak Black?
Yeah, that I like that song
yeah.
too.
Or "Secrets" by A Boogie. "I can't do this shit again, not again. Listen, baby, this is a Lamborghini, not a Benz."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know so much of his music. I listen to a lot of like rap now, and stuff. I'm into like music. My brother has some music taste, too.
Your brother?
Yeah, he has some interesting music. He listens to Jake Hill.
Jake Hill?
Jake Hill. He sings "Die a King."
Oh, Jake Hill.
Yeah. What's your other favorite artist, Aiden?
probably J. Cole.
Okay.
And,
I absolutely love, and people, like, don't believe me, Yeet. I love Yeet's music.
I think it's all right.
It's good. He just dropped a new song that was really good called Can't Stop.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So now, like, you're driving now. How do you feel about that?
I feel amazing.
When did you get your license? Great.
I got in, like, August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a car till now?
Nah.
No. Because I don't think you ever drove to school till now.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, that means you can go on lunch leave now?
It tells me I can go on lunch
You must leave. Be so excited.
Yeah.
I have a permit. I have to get my license. I just haven't done that yet. But once I get my license, I will drive to school. I live down the street from school.
Word?
Yeah, I live literally down. Actually, our old assistant principal from our middle school is my neighbor.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. That's actually, nuts. half the school employees live down the street from me.
Wait, where do you work?
I live down the street from school, and all the, like, people who work at school live by me.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, my neighbor across the street works here.
Are you allowed to curse?
Yes, you can curse. Oh. So now, you're a big sneaker person, right?
No.
You wear, like, Jordans to school.
I wear one pair.
Yeah, I'm a big sneaker.
Okay. You are?
Yeah, I have my Converse. They're disgusting, but I have a couple pairs of Air Force. I have two pairs of Air Forces. I have Nike Air Maxes, like, four pairs of those. I want a pair of Jordans, though. I think for prom, I'm going to wear Jordans and a dress.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't even know, like, who I'm going to go to prom with yet because I haven't been asked. So we'll see who I end up going with.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know I'm going to wear purple. I'm going to wear a purple dress.
Purple?
Yeah.
Purple's fire.
Purple's my color, like, my thing, because my family friend died from cancer and her favorite color was purple. So, how's your sisters doing?
My sisters, they are...
They're good.
Chilling.
That's good.
They are chilling.
I know. Chilling. I talked to your sister who's in our school once in a while. Do you remember we used to play trumpet together in band?
Who?
You and me.
I didn't play trumpet.
Yeah, you were in band with me before I quit.
Yeah.
I played trumpet and then I quit. And then you quit football now, right?
I did quit football, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Are you playing any, not like good, but are you playing any other sports?
No, not really. I just work.
That's good. Where are you working?
I work at Gentis Bee Farms. Oh, like a maintenance person.
That's fun.
Yeah.
My mom goes there a lot. She lives there. She's there like once a week, twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yeah, twice a week she's there.
Twice a week.
She's there a lot. I am currently looking for a job for the summer before I go to college.
What job?
I'm going to try to get a job at like a clothing store so that I can get discounts.
Oh, okay.
That's why like I want to get a job at Kohl's if I'm going to be real with you cuz I shop there a lot. So I can get discounts.
Yeah, Kohl's would be fucking.
It would. I got a pair of Converse there on sale, so. But anyways, thank you, Aiden, for coming on. I'm going to put all this stuff below. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys soon.